audio.
Yeah. Good morning. So if we do a little bit of review, I think it will be good for us. On your outline, you'll know that there's four categories. We've got what we call four hopeless circumstances of life.
我们常常管这个叫呢四种无助的环境。
Four cries to the Lord for help.
四个向神呼求帮助的呼求。
Four answers from the Lord.
四个从神而来的回答。
And then four praises or thanksgiving to the Lord.
四个赞美和感恩。
Oh, Nicole, $5. You will find it. Yeah, yeah. You don't want to pay the $5. Oh, you got it. Okay. All right. I'm going to ask one of my brothers to my left here if they would open in prayer for us.
一起来先做一个开始的祷告。
Our loving Father in heaven, we want to give thanks to thee and bless thee again for this time that you've given us. And Lord, we just want to thank thee for all that have come out, and we want to thank thee for our brother Joel and Eric, we come back to us again. We give thee thanks for our brother Lonnie, Lord, that thou hast given him the gift of translating, and we pray for Yan as well, she ministers amongst the ladies. And Lord, this morning we continue to ask for your help. That you would give us help as we look into thy word, Lord. We want to know more about you. And Lord, that is our heart's desire, that we might know you and the goodness of thy character and thy personality. And Lord, we are at awe many times when we read thy word. And what a loving and a caring God thou art, how much you did love us. So our Father, bless us here this morning. And watch over us as we look into your word and give us insight into the knowledge and grace of our God. We thank thee now and give thee thanks in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Okay, we have four, come in. We have four very difficult circumstances of life. We're going to mention these, but we don't have time to just go back through each one. Yeah, just take those and then you can hand them out when somebody comes in.
Some money. No money. First thing.
Okay. Let's think just for a minute what those four circumstances are.
Now, we're going to think about these four circumstances. What kind of circumstances?
Okay. We're in Psalm 107.
诗篇的107篇.
And let's look at just those four verses, verse 4, 10, 18, and 27.
我们就读四节的经文,4, 10, 18和27.
Who can tell me the first circumstance it seems rather hopeless?
谁能说第一个无助的环境是什么?
What were the people doing?
人在干什么?
Looking for funding.
Okay. They were wandering in the wilderness, right?
他们在旷野漂流, 对不对?
What were they looking for?
他们在寻什么?
Looking for a city. What did the city represent for them?
他们在找城代表什么对他们?
Home.
Okay, a city had a wall. City had a well. Okay, they were looking for safety and security in this city.
对，他们在寻找安全保护，也有水源呢。
Okay, did they find it?
他们发现了吗?
No, they didn't find it.
他们没找到。
Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them because they didn't find it.
又饥又渴啊，心里发昏。
Pretty hopeless circumstance.
很无助的一个环境。
They're looking in the wrong place.
因为他们在错误的地方寻的。
They were looking, but they didn't know where to find it.
他们在寻求, 但是他们不知道到哪里去找。
Second circumstance, in verse number 10, what What was the problem with these people?
那第十节第二种环境，这些人的问题是什么？
Were they wandering in the wilderness?
他们是在旷野寻求吗？
No, no, they weren't. What was their problem?
他们的问题是什么？
Okay. Okay, they were sitting in darkness, but why were they sitting in darkness?
他们为什么会坐在黑暗死荫中呢？
They rejected the counsel of God.
因为他拒绝了神的话。
They knew what the Lord said, but they did not want it.
他们知道神的旨意，但他们不要。
They said, I am not going to believe what God says. I am going to do it my way.
他说我不要听神所说的，我要做自己的事。
So the first people are wandering, looking, but the second people are rejecting.
第一种人呢，他是在旷野，他在寻求；第二种，他就直接拒绝了。
And what at the end of their situation, it says they fell down and there was nobody to help.
那在这个结束呢，他们就扑倒，无人扶助啊。十二节。
I just want to say something about these people, something unique about these people.
我想说一些很特别的关于这第二群人的特点。
It is very possible that they went to church or they went to Sunday school or they read the Bible themselves.
很有可能呢，他们也去教会，他们也去主日学，他们也自己会读经。
They heard the way of God, but they refused to accept it.
他也知道神的道，但他就是不愿意接受。
These people, for the most part, end up being very, very depressed.
那这种呢，常常他们会到后面会变得很沮丧。
If you go into their house to visit them, all the curtains are closed. There's no light in the room.
你去他的家呢，甚至窗帘都是拉上，没有光。
They sit in darkness.
就像他们说，坐在黑暗中，死荫里。
Pretty hopeless situation.
非常无助的一个环境。
Okay, what about the third situation, verse, or circumstance, verse 17?
第三种，十七节，它是一种什么样的环境呢？
Why were they fools?
他们为什么被称为愚妄人？
Okay, they had sin in their life and they knew it, but they wouldn't do anything about it.
他们在他们的生命中有罪，他们也知道，但是他们也没有办法，也做不了什么。
They are afflicted because of their lifestyle, but they won't do anything about it.
他们因着他的生活的方式，他们已经被这个瘾给缠住了。
If these people were living today, these would be your out and out sinners, drug addicts, prostitutes, criminals, and they know it's wrong.But they are so hooked into the system, they will not change.
所以今天呢，这是一种什么样的人？就是，那些在外面罪名显明犯罪的人，比方说呢，那个罪犯呐、妓女啊、酗酒的、吸毒的，那他们也知道他们做的这个不对，但他们已经没有办法走出来了。
And verse 18, when it says that their soul abhorred all manner of meat, I mean they wouldn't do anything to help themselves.
那十八节就说他甚至厌恶各样的食物，临近死人，他们做不了任何事来帮助自己。
And the end of these people is they draw very close to the gates of death.
所以他们的结局就是特别临近死门了。
Pretty hopeless circumstance.
非常无助的一个环境。
Trapped in their sins.
被锁在了他们的罪中。
They can't get out.
然后起不来了。
They look down the road and all they see is death and separation. That's all they can see.
他看见了往路的前头看，看见的就是死亡。
Okay, pretty hopeless. What's the fourth circumstance?
第四种是什么？第四种。
Verses 23 to 27.
23到27节。
What are these people engaged in? What's their lifestyle? What are they doing?
他们是做什么事情的？这些人。
Oh, they're big business, these boys.
做大生意的。
They got big business. They got business on the sea. They're into transportation and shipping containers. And they got the big business going on.
对，他们是在大水中做生意，但是做大生意的。
This is all of the ships from China and all the ships from the United States. And it's all big business. But the waves get bigger and bigger in their business.
他一个形象的比方，他们就像从这个中国来的大船呢，从美国来的大船，他们这个船特别大，然后它但是风浪也特别大。
They get very seasick on the storms of life.
然后在这样的风浪中呢，他们就变得很很难受了，晕船了。
Their soul gets seasick.
他们的灵开始晕船了。
It gets so bad that the end of this story is that they're at their wit's end. They have no more wisdom, no more answers.
所以这个如此变得如此糟糕，在这个二十七节最后呢，他们就是智慧都无法可施，没有答案了。
You see a drunken man on the street, and he staggers. He can't walk a straight line.
你会看见一个醉汉哈，就像一个醉汉在。街上他摇摇摆摆他不能执行。
That's what happens to their soul and to their heart. They stagger like a drunken man in their heart.
那这种做生意的这个情形呢，他们是灵里面处于这个状态，他们摇摇摆摆也不知道该往哪里去。
Okay, so these are the four hopeless circumstances.
这是四种无助的这个情形。
Now, let's notice what each category or each circumstance, let's notice what these people did.
那我们注意呢，四种的人他们都做了什么。
In verse 6, the people that wandered in the wilderness, it says in verse 6, they cried unto the Lord in their trouble.
那第六节呢，他们在苦难中哀求耶和华，在他们的苦难当中。
In verse 13, those who rebelled against the word of God, at the end, they cried to the Lord in their trouble.
十三节也是他们在他们的苦难中也哀求耶和华。
In verse 19, the people that were sick because of sin in their life, they cried to the Lord in their trouble.
那十九节也是他们在他们自己的困难中哀求耶和华。
I hope you're getting the picture by now.
我现在希望大家已经看见了这个结构了。
See, the picture is this, no matter what trouble you have, there is one answer.
不管你有什么样的麻烦，什么样的困境，其实答案都是一个。
If I could use a marketing phrase in today's retail market, one size fits all.
如果我用今天一个营销学的广告语来说这个话的时候，就是一个尺寸解决所有问题。
And see, Jesus fits every hopeless circumstance of life.
耶稣是在一切的生命的无助的环境当中，他都是那个答案。
Look at verse 28.
二十八节。
The one that was at their wit's end, like a drunken man, didn't know what to do,He cried to the Lord in his trouble.
所以二十八节也是一样，那些像喝醉酒的人，智慧无法可施的时候，他们也是在苦难中哀求耶和华。
So what is the big lesson that you and I need to learn from these hopeless circumstances? What is the big lesson we need to learn?
那什么是一个特别大的这个教导或者教训，我们从当中要学习的？
Mm-hmm. Cry to the Lord.
向神呼求。
Cry to the Lord.
要向神呼求。
So, last week we talked about what does it mean to cry to the Lord.
上个周我们详细解释了向神呼求是什么意思。
Okay. Somebody tell me.
谁能告诉我吗?
What does it mean to cry unto the Lord in your troubles? What does that mean?
在你的麻烦里向神呼求是什么意思?
Ask his help.
Ask help? Okay. Ask help? Okay. Does anybody remember the text?We went to a New Testament passage.
我们都回到了当时去了一个新约的经节，是哪一段
？Romans chapter 10. Very good.
十章对。
Let's go back to Romans chapter 10.
罗马书的十章。
Romans chapter 10.
Verse 9.
Verse 9, we start. Okay, we're going to read verse 9 down through verse 17.
这就是9节到17节, 罗马书10章的9节到17节。
And we can read a verse at a time, whoever wants to read.
我们一节一节顺序读下去啊, 读一下9节到17节。 你若口里认耶稣为主, 心里信神, 叫他从死里复活, 就必得救。
因为人心里相信就可以称义，口里承认就可以得救。经上说，凡信他的人必不至于羞愧。凡信他的人必不羞愧。犹太人和希腊人并没有分别，因为众人同一位主，他也覆盖一切求告他的人。因为凡求告主名的，就必得救。
然而人未曾信他，怎能求他呢？未曾听见他，怎能信他呢？ 没有传道的，怎能听见呢？
若没有奉差遣，怎能传道呢？ 如经上所记，报福音传喜信的人，他们的脚中何等佳美。
只是人没有都听从福音，因为以赛亚说，主啊， 我们所传的有谁信呢？
可见信道是从听道来的， 听道是从基督的话来的。
Amen.
Okay, now we want to be very clear about this passage because some people get confused about what the passage is saying.
我们要非常清楚地了解这一段想讲一个什么信息，因为有些人可能会有些糊涂啊。
So in verse 9 it says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you'll be saved.
如果第九节说呢, 你如果口里认耶稣为主啊, 心里相信, 神, 叫他从死里复活, 就必得救。
Now if you want to know what that means, you have to read verse 10.
你要明白第九节的意思, 你要读第十节。
What that means is this. With the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation.
因为人心里相信就可以称义，口里承认就可以得救。
There are two things, that is, one is you confess with your mouth, the other is you believe in your heart.
那两件事情，一个呢是你嘴巴。 承认，第二个呢是心里相信。
Now my question to you is, which one of those activities is saving, is salvation?
我的问题是哪一个当中的哪一个是得救啊？
Which one?
哪一个？
Okay, believing in your heart.
在你的心里相信是得救。
Okay. Now, the text proves that. It says in verse 10, with the heart man believes unto righteousness.
所以第十节说人心里相信就可以称义。
Is a person saved at that point?
这样的人在心里相信了以后他得救了吗?
Okay. Yes, that's right.
他得救了。
That's right. The person is saved. So what does it mean to believe in your heart? What does that mean?
那在你的心里相信这个是什么意思?
How can I believe in my heart? What do I do when I believe in my heart?
我在我心里相信我是做了一些什么事情?
Turn to Jesus.
Okay, turn to Jesus. Okay, let's get a little more input on that. Okay, call on the name of the Lord. That comes a little later. That's true.
Minerva be put to shame.
Never.
Never.
To be shame.
不要害羞.
Shame.
Never. Shame. Never be put to shame.
Shame.
Never be put to shame. Okay, okay. But I'm thinking, very good, but I'm thinking, what is the act? If I said to you this morning, I believe in my heart, you believe in your heart, and you say, how do I do that?
You need to speak.
用羞辱和诚实敬拜。
你看不到我
说出来。
就是他问大家总有一个什么样的表现形式。Yeah, speak out.
说出来。
What if I don't speak out?
就是假设我没有说出来怎么样。
What if I believe in my heart but I don't speak out?
如果我自己心里相信我没有说出来会怎么样？
行出来。
You need act.
I need to act.
Yeah.
信心没有行。
What if I can't speak?
假设我
What if I cannot talk?
假设我是哑巴怎么办？
行。
You can show it by your work.
Show it by my work. Okay. So, let's go back and read verse 1, same chapter. Verse 1.
我们读罗马书十章的一节。
Paul prays for his own people, Israel, right? He's a Jew, he's praying for his own people.
神为他自己的同族的人呢，犹太人去，哦不，那个保罗为他同族的犹太人去祷告，求神。
So what does he pray? What does he ask God might happen to his own people?
他怎么样求神为他的同族的弟兄们求？
Paul had a burden that he hoped his countrymen Jew be saved.
Okay, he prayed that they might be saved, his own people, his countrymen, the Jewish nation.
对，所以他祈求他们能够得救啊，就这些以色列人。
Okay. Now, in the context of chapter 10, if you believe in your heart, what happens to you?
在第十节的上下文，假设你相信，你的心里相信了，你会发生什么？
You will act.
You believe in your heart and you get salvation.
你在心里相信,
salvation.
你就得救了。
Okay. When you confess with your mouth, that is acknowledging what you've already done in your heart.
当你口里去承认的时候，只是在你心里已经相信的基础上去表达出来。
Do you think that someone could be a Christian, believe in their heart, and maybe they never say out loud that I believe in Jesus?
You know,
you don't think so.
Yes, some evidence.
There's going to be some.
Yeah,
it may not be. They may not say the words, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they could still believe in their heart. Okay, there'll be some evidence. Think about it. Let's flip it around for a minute.
对，就说呢，有没有这个可能？就是人他就没有说。但他心里就是信了。对，那他说假设我们把这个因果关系翻转过来。
So a person says he is a Christian, but he doesn't believe in his heart.
翻转过来就是说一个人呢他说他是基督徒他相信的但他心里
不是。Is he a real Christian?
他是个基督徒。如果他说了但他心里没有信。
But he said it.
但他说了但他的确说了。
He said,I believe that Jesus is my Savior. He says that.
他说呢，我相信耶稣。
But he doesn't believe in his heart.
是我的救主，但他并不是心里就这么想的。
Okay. So we have to be very careful here. What saves me? Saying I'm a Christian or believing in my heart?
所以我们要非常小心啊！就是这两件事，到底是哪一件最后真的救了我？是我说呢，还是我里面相信
？Believing in your heart, okay. But we all agree that if you really do believe in your heart, there will be some evidence in your life.
但是我们也都同意呢，当你心里真的相信了呢，你的生命当中一定会有一些证据显明出来。
But you have to be careful. It is not the evidence that saved me. It is the trusting, the believing that saved.
但是我们要非常的小心。哪一个点呢？不是那外在显出来的这个证据救了我，而是我里面的相信救了我。
Okay, so let's go to verse 13.
我们来回到十三节。
Said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
所以十三节才会有这一句，凡求告主名的就必得救。
Okay, you remember last week we started this long chain of events.
所以我们上周讲了这么长的一个
链条。I suspect we need to put this on the board again, if I can remember it.
That's okay. You can do it. That's okay. Whoever calls shall be saved.
Okay,
that's verse 13. Whosoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Okay. Now, watch how this is all going to be explained.
要看一下这个是怎么样被解释的哈。
The next verse says, how shall they call?
下一节说他们怎么会求告呢
？If they do not believe，
如果他没信，他怎么求呢
？How shall they call？
十四节讲的就是他的一个个逻辑链条往下拉的哈。
They
就是他求告主名的就一定得救了。那如果他不信，他怎么求告呢
？Believe. How shall they call if they do not believe？
十四节讲的这个意思。
Okay, now watch the next one.
然后十四节的后半段讲呢。
How shall they believe if they have not heard?
就如果他没听过，他怎么信呢
？How shall they believe unless they hear? Watch the progression.
注意这个递进的。关系哈
okay. How shall they hear without a preacher?
如果他们没有传道的，他怎么听见呢
？How shall they hear unless one preaches?
Yeah.
Okay, you with me so far?
Okay,
whoever calls is going to be saved. How are they going to call if they don't believe? How are they going to believe unless they hear? How are they going to hear unless someone preaches? And then it says, how shall they preach unless he is sent?
那如果没有被差遣人怎么去传道呢？所以他第一句是不信怎么会求？第二句是他没有听见他。第一句是求了就求告主名的就必得救。第二句是不信怎么求呢？第三句是他没有听见怎么信呢？第四句是没有传道怎么听呢？第五句就是没有人被差遣怎么会去传呢？
And in verse 17, then faith,
所以十七节会说
，come
信道是从听到来的，听道是从听到的话来的
，hearing. The word of God.Okay, so here we go. In Psalm 107, it says, they cried unto the Lord in their trouble.
所以诗篇107呢，说他们在他们的麻烦里向神呼求。
So our counterpart to that is, whoever calls or whoever cries unto the Lord shall be saved.
所以这样的一句经文在罗马书十章里就是说呢，凡求告主名。
Tell me some other words to describe the word saved. What are some other words?
找一些其他的词来同等等于这个得救这个词，还有什么？
Delivered. 嗯哼。Delivered, very good. Another word.
其他还有。
Rescued, very good. Another word.
被拯救。
Liberate.
Deliverance? No.
Liberate.
Liberated, okay. Freed, okay. Okay. So, but in the context of Romans chapter 10, what does saved mean?
在罗马书十章的上下文，这里的得救想表明一个什么意思？
If it means, let me give you an example. In September of 1982, my house burned, but my wife and my children and I were saved.
那比方说呢，在1982年的九月呢，我的房子被烧了，我房子没了，但是我的太太、孩子和我得救了。
What were we saved from?
我们是从哪里被救出来的？
Burning house, right? Saved from a burning house.
一个烧着的房子里被救出来。
Okay. In Romans chapter 10, when Paul says he prays for his countrymen that they be saved, saved from what?
所以在罗马书十章一节开始，保罗为他的同族的祷告去得救。他们是从哪里救出来？
Sin. Yes, sin, but in the context, it's kind of interesting. Saved from their own righteousness.
所以是罪啊，但是从上下文里呢，保罗其实是在说呢。
See, they were very religious people.
他们是非常宗教化的一群人呢。
And when you read in the early verses of chapter 10, it said they had their own righteousness.
如果你在十节的前半段，你会读，他们有他们自己的义。
But it wasn't the righteousness of God.
但这不是神的义。
So he prayed that they might be saved from their own righteousness, which you got it right, saved from sin, because our righteousness is just like sin before God.
所以你们也对哈，就是从他的罪中，因为他当时犹太人最显明的就是自以为义。
Now watch, if you are saved from something, you are saved to something.
所以你要记得呢，你从某一个东某一个境况里救出来的时候呢，你会被救到另一个情形去，另一个环境。
If you are delivered, you got delivered from something and you got delivered to something.
你是被救呢，你是从一个地方救出来，要进到另一个地方去。
So if they are saved from their sins, what are they saved for or to?
如果他们是从他们的罪里或他们的自以为义里被救出来，他们要救到哪里去呢？
Salvation? God's family?
神的家，救恩。
No. Peace with God? So,
神的。
All these are wonderful, consequences, I guess I could say, or result of trusting the Lord. You're saved from your sin and the penalty of that sin, and you're saved to be in God's family.
所以当你信靠神之后呢，你是从神的愤怒、神的惩罚、罪的审判里面被救出来，进到了神的家和神和好的状态。
So he simplifies that whole argument in verse 13 when he says, "Whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved."
所以他把这一切的逻辑呢，在十七节里，十三节里就很简单的用一句话讲了：求告主名的就必得救。
Now, to explain that verse, these following verses tell us. How that process happens. It tells us how a person can get to the place in their life that they actually are going to call on the name of the Lord.
那十三节以后的这些经文其实是告诉我们，一个人是他是怎么样进到能够得救、能够呼求主名的状态。
Okay. So watch this. A preacher is sent.
一个传道的人被差遣了。
Who is that, by the way?
谁是这个人？
Who is that person that is sent?
谁是这个被差遣的？
Us. All the missionaries.
Every believer.
每一个信的人。
Matthew chapter 28, go into all the world, make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, teach them to observe all things I've commanded.
马太福音最后呢，耶稣是
Great Commission. Everybody in here that knows the Lord, you're this person.
得救的人呢，
So you're sent.
神都有这样的托付。
Okay. Now, because you are sent, then these people can hear.
因为呢，你会被差遣的，那这些人就能听见。
Okay? And because they hear, they can believe.
因为他们听见了，他们就能相信。
And because they believe, then they can call.
他们相信了呢，心里就能呼求。
And because they call, they can be saved.
他呼求神的名，他就得救了。
Okay, now watch this. Faith.
所以他的信心呢，是从信心叫什么呢？信心就是相信。
Faith is just believing. So faith comes by hearing. So how are they going to hear? Well, you got to send one, and when he is sent, then they can hear, they can believe, and they can call, and they can be saved. See, God's got a great plan going on here.
所以神在这里有个特别大的计划，就是刚才讲的，从差遣一直到得救的计划。每一个人都是这么样的过程。
Now.This is a really, when they call, they're saved, but then he explains it. How are they going to call on somebody they don't believe? How are they going to call on somebody that they don't believe in?
所以我们反过来想这个逻辑呢，一个人如果不相信另外一个人，他怎么能呼求他的名字？这是不可以的。
You remember last week I told you that if I was lost in the wilderness,And I broke my leg, and I knew there was nobody within 20 miles. I would not waste my ammunition shooting 3 shots every 5 minutes. You know, I wouldn't do that.
大家都记得上周我讲了这个故事啊，就讲我打猎的时候，如果我腿摔断了，如果知道20英里以内都没有任何人的话呢，我不会浪费我的弹药去打这个市井的三枪。
And the reason I wouldn't waste my ammunition is because I didn't believe there was anyone there.
因为我不相信啊，这附近有人，所以我就不会去
浪费。But if I thought there, if I knew, if I believed there was a camp just a mile down the river, I would be calling, shouting, shooting because I believe there's somebody there.That's the reason I call or.
如果我相信，如果一英里的地方就有一个营地，里面就有人呢，我一定不但会开枪，我会叫，我会喊，反正我会使一切的办法引起他们的注意。
He said, "How are they going to call on someone they don't believe in?"
所以人若不相信的时候，他是不会去呼求，不会去叫。
So you back it up or you go forward. There is a lot of things going on. So by the time you call and you're saved.Some things have already gone on in your heart.
所以当你呼求你得救的时候，你的心里啊，其实已经发生了很多的变化。
You've already heard.
你已经听见了。
You've already believed.
你也相信了。
And now you call.
然后你开始呼求他了。
See, why do people get baptized in water? Why do they do that?
那为什么人会在水里要去洗呢？要去受这个洗？
Do they get baptized in water so they can become a Christian? Or do they get baptized in water to show you that they are a Christian?
他是不是因为他受洗了他成为一个基督徒呢？或者他通过受洗来显明他是一个基督徒呢？
受洗。Which way?
Second one?
Okay.So they must be a Christian first, right?
所以他必须得是先。
They believe in their heart, the Lord Jesus.
相信了。
Right? Okay. But because they have already believed in their heart, then they're going to obey the Lord, and they're going to show you that they are followers of Jesus Christ.
所以正是因为他心里相信了，所以他特别愿意顺服耶稣的话，告诉他的话去受洗。那他因为这个受洗呢，他也显明了。
Now remember something, it is not the calling on the Lord that saves them, it is believing on the Lord that saves them, and the call is actually what they're saying is, I already believe in Jesus, and I'm going to call on him now.
所以不是那个呼求让他得救的，是那个心呢，他已经相信的时候，他就得救了。呼求只是他相信了以后，当他需要的时候，他会去叫。
We'll just leave that up there for a minute. Let's go back to Psalm 107.
先来看这个诗篇的107。
Yeah.
This subject, a thought that comes to me is when I, is if there's if there's real faith, it's a living faith. Mm-hmm. Like a child being born, mm-hmm. unless you hear that cry, mm-hmm. the child is stillborn. Mm-hmm. It's a living faith. It proves there's life, right? That cry. It's mm-hmm. evidence, I guess you agree. Mm-hmm.
所以一个信心啊，它一定是一个活着的信心。 就像一个孩子呢， 他生出来以后他是会哭的， 这个哭就表明他是活着的。 所以这样的信心在外面是一定会有表现形式的， 否则这个就是个死孩子了。 只要他在哭说明他是活的， 这个哭就是这个里面活着的信心的一个外在的表现形式。
Very good.
我反问一个问题啊，就是他这个信，他有的时候他会信， 他第二天他又动摇了，他第三天又信了。那这个所谓的half believer到底是不是信呢？
Is there any kind of situation that's half believers? And today I believe it, tomorrow I and hesitate again, and then the day after tomorrow I think I believe again. So, how about this?
Lot of people like that.
Yeah. 很多的人像这样的。
Lot of people like that.
就是像这种情况，那我们到底是？ 那他也按照这个逻辑链条，他也听到了，他也信了，然后他也呼唤了，然后他也动摇了，然后他又听了，他来上这课，他又听了，他每周都在进行这样的。
Yeah, she said,
born again and again.
Yeah, born again and again. Yeah, yeah. She said, according to this logic, and he or she believe, and then come back home and she had this. Find that probably is wrong again, and I don't believe, and come back to the class and listen to the preacher and think I believe again. I believe again.
Let me tell you, this is a true story about my wife. Now, don't tell her I told you. Don't tell her.
这是我的一个真实的故事，我太太了，不要跟她说我告诉你们了。
My wife trust the Lord Jesus when she was just a little girl.
6-7
years old, maybe something.
小女孩的时候，大概七八岁、六七岁时候信靠主的。I
did not meet her until I was in my late 20s, 26, 27 years old. We met at Bible school.
我们是在一个圣经学校认识的。那时候我们已经快三十了，我们都是成年人了。
Now, my testimony. I had a day and an hour. I had a time where I could remember that I became a Christian.
所以我的见证呢，就是我能够记得很清楚，我那一天那一时刻我成为基督徒，很明确的那个时点。And
my wife didn't. She can't remember a day or an hour.
我太太就记不得是哪一天，哪一个时刻，她没有这个概念啊。And
so. For years and years and years, she said, I wonder if I really did it. I wonder if I really did believe.
所以呢，她很长的一段时间啊，她都说，哎呀，我。Kind
of like what you're saying.
我都不知道，她说我不知道我到底有没有信呢，我这个很怀疑，就是不知道到底是什么时候我信。
So, two years after we met, we were married.
我们认识两年以后呢，我们就结婚了。
And about, I'm going to say maybe 6 or 8 years after we were married, she still has this problem.
然后我们都结婚六七年了，她还有这个问题啊，就她还在怀疑她有没有得救啊。
So one day I got so frustrated, I said, today is the day of salvation.
所以 有一天我实在觉得很烦了，然后我就跟他讲了一句圣经的经文，今天就是得救的日子。So
I said, you come with me. You know?
我说你跟着我来。So
we go up to the bedroom and we get on our knees by the bed.
然后我们就上到我们的房间里去，我们就跪到床前。And
I said, today I want you to pray to the Lord Jesus and tell him that you believe that he died for you and he rose again and that you believe that he is your own personal savior. You're going to do this and we're going to write it in your Bible today. You're going to have a day and an hour.
然后他说我今天呢我们就一起做一个祷告，你就到神面前去做一个诚心的祷告，说我相信我是个罪人，我相信基督替我死在十字架上复活了，我也愿意接受他成为我个人的救主，然后我们把这个日子和小时写到你的圣经上，就这一天了。
All right, so I said, do you understand? She said, yes, I understand. I said, let's pray. I said, you pray first.
然后我说你明白吗？她说明白。那我们来祷告啊，你先祷告。
So she bowed her head.
然后她呢，她就低下她的头。
And she didn't say anything.
然后她没有说任何，没有说任何。
Long time she doesn't say anything.
很长的时间她什么也没说。
So I said to her,Are you going to accept the Lord today?
然后我就问他，你愿不愿意今天接受耶稣呢？
She said, I know I already have accepted the Lord.
然后他说呢，我知道，其实我好早以前就接受了。
You see, you can't be born again and again and again. And she knew, even though she didn't have a day or an hour,When we tried to do it over again, she knew that when she was a little girl, that she had trusted the Lord. But because she didn't have a day or an hour, like I did, or like you, or somebody else, for years she doubted. But you know what? She never doubted anymore after that day.
所以其实她当那一刻呢，他就知道他已经是得救的，因为人是不能总是又生了一遍又生一遍又生一遍，所以实际上在很长时间，在他小的时候他就已经接受，他只是很后面的时间怀疑，就在那一天之后他也再也不怀疑，所以他实际是知道自己，他只是不知道自己出生的那一天是哪一天而已。
So my I suppose my comment is that a lot of people are like my wife, I think. They grow up in a Christian home, and by the grace of God, they get saved as a child. They never get into the stupid things of the world, but there's never this big radical change in their life. And sometimes they don't.
有很多的人是这样的情形，比方说他可能生在一个基督父母的家庭长大的，然后他很小他就接受了基督，他也没有进到这个世界很多很愚蠢的事情里面去，但是呢他也没有体会那些成年以后再得救的人的那个剧烈的变化的那个点那个时刻，所以他总是会怀疑他是不是真的接受了。
I think if you have children in your home that make a profession of faith and they love the Lord as little childrenThey need to be really encouraged that they don't have to have a day or an hour or a preacher or a verse. They just need to know Jesus.
对，所以，比方说我们碰到这种情形，尤其是比如家里的你小的孩子，如果他愿意接受的话，他其实不需要有一个确切的时间，一个小时，有一节经文，他让他感动，是他其实只要是真的接受了耶稣，他那一刻就得救。
Now, just another comment, and then maybe my brothers want to comment here, but God never says how much faith you have to have.
所以神从来没有说呢，你需要有多少量的信心你才能得救。
He said, just believe.
他说你信就可以了。
Okay? Just believe. So, faith is just believing what God says he will do.
信心就是相信呢，神说了他要做的事情一定成就，你相信就可以了。
And he says, if you call on the name of the Lord, you'll be saved. You got to believe that. You got to believe that's God's way, and that's what I'm doing.
他说呢，你呼求神的名就必得救，你要相信这个就是真的。
Think about this. You cannot take a baby.Back to the hospital and have them unborn.
所以你想一想，你不能把一个生出来的小孩送回医院，让他再重生一遍，这个不可以的，生了就生了。
When Eric told us that when a baby is born, the cry tells us they have life. The cry doesn't give them life, but it tells us that they are alive.
所以呢，当一个孩子出生，他会哭，他有生命，不是因为他在哭，而是他。只要再哭，表明他是活的。
And
生命是他生的那刻就有。
When a child is born, If they're normal, you got them. If they're not normal, you still got them. But you cannot have that process reversed. They cannot be unborn.
So 一个孩子呢，出生以后他会有正常不正常，他反正有各种各样的情形出来。但是不管怎么样，他就是生了。你是不能再把他送回去再生一遍的。
Sometimes a child goes to school and his schoolmates tease him or confuse him, and they will say, "You were adopted. You're not even really in your family. You're not really their son or their daughter."
尤其小孩子啊，在家里啊，在学校的时候，经常会有些同学开这种玩笑啊，跟另外一个同学就去。跟他开玩笑说，哎，你不是你妈生的啊，你是捡来的，你是收养的。
And sometimes it really affects that child, and that child will keep it to themselves for a long time, but eventually they will maybe say to their mom or their dad, "Am I your child or was I adopted?"
这个有的时候会很影响这个孩子，他可能会自己闷很久啊，然后，终于有一天他忍不住，他问他爸爸妈妈，我是不是真的捡来的？我是你们生的。
So we know that sometimes when a person trusts the Lord Jesus Christ, somebody will confuse them. They will tell them things, and they don't know how to sort that out, and they will go, I wonder if I really am God's daughter or son.
属灵的孩子也是一样啊，当他出生以后呢，会碰到这种情形，别人会用各种方法让他，哎，真的怀疑我是不是真的出生了，我是这家孩子吗？然后他会跑到这个天父那去问一下，我是你生的吗？
The way you get confirmation as to who you are,is you read this book, and what God says, you believe that, that's your confirmation.
所以你的信心呢，你的证据啊，你的确据是来自这本书上的话，他告诉你的神的话，你要相信，你就是确实的，
对，
有此得救。
Did you want to make any comments, brothers?
When I got saved, the night I got saved, I'd been reading the scriptures for some months by myself. We were living on an island out in the coast, off the coast here, and living in a cabin for a couple of years. And I was reading the Bible, and I came to understand that Jesus was the Christ, the Son of God. And being convicted of sin, I called out to Him, and as my Savior. I believe. I called out to Him. The next day, I had doubts whether I had done it right. I didn't know if I had really connected with God in a sense. So I got down on my knees the second night, and I called out to the Lord. But before I even had finished, I realized that you can't repeat something like that. I just knew that I had already trusted the Lord. You don't... It's a process, but it has a beginning. And that beginning happened the night before. So I never had any really serious serious doubts after that. Although from time to time, you wonder if you really are saved. But the reason why you doubt is because you're looking at yourself and not looking at God's word.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If we're trusting God, we're trusting His word. He can never fail. His word never fails. Mm-hmm. So that His word always never changes. So His promises don't change. And so our faith in Him is based on those promises which can never change and can never fail. Mm-hmm. So then whoever calls on the name of the Lord is saved.
That's
period.
Right.
That's the end of the argument.
Yeah. 所以这个 Eric 讲了他自己的故事，他说他得救的时候呢，是在 这个边上的一个岛上哈、啊，他那时候在上面做工，他他自己读了圣经以后呢，他就意识到自己是个罪人，然后他就跟神，他读了好长时间呢，然后他意识到自己是罪人。有一天晚上，他就跪下来跟神，认他自己的罪，然后他接受耶稣成为他的救主。第二天呢，他又有点怀疑了，他说这个我到底是不是真的？这个我这个搞没搞对啊？这个。然后到第二天晚上呢，我再来一遍啊，他又再做一遍，还没做完，做到一半，他突然意识到呢，这个不对，我是已经出生了，我们昨天就已经开始了，我跟他的关系已经建立了，所以在这之后呢，他就没有再有这么强的这个怀疑的心出来。那一切的过程都有个过程，但是他有个起点，那个起点就是你相信接受的那个就是一个起点，起点就是一个，就从那个时候开始，后面就再没有。他说他之后还是会有的时候会有疑惑，就是我是不是真的得救了。但这种疑惑呢，他发现都是有一个特点，就是当他看自己的时候他就会有疑惑，当他如果回到看神的话的时候他就没有疑惑，因为证据呢都是神的话来的，而不是你自己的感受来的。你看自己你会感觉我好像得救了，好像没有得救，但是你看神的话你就确切的知道，因为这个是不变的，你知道他说的一定成就，你也的确是这么信的，你就是得救的。
I just wanted to mention a couple of things if Joe doesn't mind there.
No, yeah.
We were just saying that whosoever calleth upon the name of the Lord, the Lord says in his word that he doesn't desire sacrifices.But he desires a broken and a contrite heart.
Mm-hmm.
So when the Lord Jesus and a sinner come together, that heart, Jesus looks into that heart. I don't know if you're a Christian or if you're a believer. And you don't know if I am a Christian or a believer. But when that contrite and broken heart goes to the Savior and prays to him,and ask for forgiveness of their sins, and they realize that Jesus is the only way. They go to him with this heart, broken heart, and then the Lord Jesus forgives them their sin, and from that time, you're born again, and you're just born once. And so if you come like a little child with a clear conscience, they don't have anything in their minds, you tell them that Jesus is the Savior of the world,and he loves you, and he wants to save you from your sins. And they just believe like that. And you must have a pure heart when you come to the Lord. It can't be an evil heart just wanting something from the Lord. Okay, many people that followed him, they just wanted something from him. Perform a miracle, I'm blind, I'm lame, I'm this, I'm that, I'm that. They just wanted something from him. Okay? And that's...
yeah, 他就说呢，我自己的从读经的感受是，神不要祭物啊，他要的是一颗忧伤痛悔的心。如果一颗心真的是忧伤痛悔的，破碎的心，他来到神的面前，来到基督的面前，这样的一颗心，他接受基督的那一刻，他是一定重生，一定生出来的，而且这个过程不会反复的再来。他说，常常会有的问题呢是。来到神面前的他不一定是这样的状态，就像很多孩子他来到亲人面前父母面前，他要的是他的东西，他想要，比方说那时候围绕耶稣的很多人，他是瞎子，他是瘸子，他要得医治，他要得祝福，他要的是那样东西，他也会来到那里接受耶稣，但是这颗心不是那个忧伤痛悔的心，那个状态就是不对的。
So you come with a sincere faith.Okay, not a wishy-washy faith, but a sincere faith.
是一个很真诚的心啊，它不是一个，翻来覆去。其实我有一个很强的愿望，我想去要东西的这样的心。
And once that happens, the Lord looks into your heart, and you are born again, and the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, comes and seals your heart, and it witnesses to your spirit that you belong to Him.
所以当这一切。你是真的带着一颗真诚的心来到忧伤痛悔心来到神面前的时候，神是看见这颗心的，他看见这颗心他就悦纳了，从那一刻呢你就得救了，而且神会把他的圣灵呢给到你里面做那个印证啊， 然后你里面的灵也会知道有这个圣灵在边上，就是这个印证，所以那一刻就已经关系建立，永不再分开。
And then real life begins because the Holy Spirit starts teaching you about Jesus, and you become more and more in love with Him because of all the teachings that He gives you.
然后一个真实的生命就此开始了，因为在你里面的圣灵，他就会是那个真正的老师，他会不停的教导你，告诉你关于神的真理。然后这样的关系就会一直持续到永远的。
And then the fruits of the Spirit start developing in your life, and evidence starts flourishing in your life that you belong to Him and you love Him and you want to do His will. You want to read His word. It's a joy to get into His word and study, and you're all here because of that. You're not here because you don't want to learn about Jesus.You're here because you want to learn about Jesus. Nobody is forcing you to come here. But do you know something? Even after you become a Christian, the devil, many times he puts doubt in your heart. And as our brother Eric was saying, and our Joel was saying, you go back to the Word of God, and that confirms that you belong to Him. There's a contract made at that point. Okay?Even though we don't know the date when we got saved, God has written that date in His books there in heaven.
所以我们会有一个很明显的一个结果出来，就当你真的接受耶稣成为你的救主以后，那个关系一旦建立，你会有属灵的果子结出来，你会有很多的性格上的变化，你会有人的一些自然的反应，然后呢，你也会被他的话吸引，就像在座的每个人，我们来听神的话，不是被逼来的。你就自然的就会带出这样的行为来，你就自然想去来更多的了解他，所以这样的关系有很多外在的显明的证据在里面。但是呢我们也不排除，就是在这个过程当中呢，恶者撒旦呢，他会不停的用话语来搅扰你，让你怀疑啊，就是你是不是真的得救了，他会质疑你，你让你回到你自己的感受里面去，所以这就又回到刚才两位长老讲，我们总是要相信神的应许和神的话，不要相信自己的感受，你生了就生了，这个不会再有回去的这么一个状态。
Jesus said, "All that are mine are in my hands, and no one can pluck them out of my hands. And my Father, who's greater than I, his Father is like this is Jesus, and we're in His hands. And then the Father's hand is over top of that, so no man can pluck us. We belong to Him."It's not just we belong to Him one day and next day we don't belong to Him. We belong to Him. We're safe in the hands of Jesus. We're safe in the hand of God our Father.
所以耶稣把我们全藏在他的手心里啊，那神又盖在这个上面，所以我们是不可能被这个恶者再夺去的。所以这是一个特别好的、特别美好的应许。
Okay, maybe we should take a little break. Thank you, gentlemen, for your comments. And let's just pray and we'll take a break. Father, thank you for our study and all the different questions that we have tried to answer.
主啊，谢谢您带领我们这样的学习以及各种不同的问题，我们来回答的。
Bless the hearts of all your people here today.
祝福我们在座每一位的心。
Thank you for this refreshment and fellowship we're going to enjoy.
也谢谢您，我们为一会儿的饮食和一起的团契献上感恩。
And for those who labored to prepare it for us.
也为那一些准备这个饮食的人献上感恩。
And most of all for Jesus.
一切都
奉神名，
耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, we'll take a little break. Lord, met the needs of these people.
好，我们回到诗篇的107篇，我们要来看呢，神是怎么样回应人的需要。
So let's open our Bibles again to Psalm 107.
我们来打开圣经呢，看诗篇107。
Before we actually read the text, I just want to ask you to observe something very interesting.
那我们读原文之前呢，我们要观察一些非常有意思的事情。
No matter what circumstance these people were in, when God answers their cry, he answers them uniquely to their own circumstance.
你看，神不管在什么样的环境里去回应大家呼求的时候呢，他都是很独特的响应那一个在特别环境里的那个人的需要。
And this is a principle of a very gracious and kind God that when we call on Him, He meets us where we are.
所以这是一个非常重要的原则，来自于我们这位非常有爱大能的神，就是他当我们呼求他的时候呢，他总是按我们在那个环境里所需的来响应我们。
So let's pray before we read the scripture.
我们来先做一个祷告。
Father, it's our desire to see your great work of grace in these people's lives.
主啊，我们要谢谢您啊，我们的盼望是您在我们的生命里满足我们寻求您的心。
Because we believe what you have done for others, you can do for us.
我们也相信您为他人所做的，这当时为以色列人所做的，今天依然能行在我们身上。
You are the same yesterday, today, and forever.
您是昨天、今天、永恒不变的神。
So Lord, show us your power and show us your might.
显明您的大能和大力。
And work in our lives today for Christ's sake.
为了基督的名，在我们的生命中，今天依然做工。
Amen.
奉主的名 ，Amen.
Okay, so in the first circumstance, these people were desperate and wandering, but they cried to the Lord.
所以第一种的人呢，他们在旷野里寻求，同时也呼求他们的神搭救他们。
They were looking for safety and security.
他们在寻求安全，寻求保障。
In verse 6, they cried to the Lord.
那第六节呢，他们就向神呼求。
And in verse 7, the Lord gives his answer.
那第七节呢，神就给了他们回答。
Let me read it for you.
我为大家读一下。
And he, that's the Lord, he led them forth by the right way that they might go to a city of habitation.
又领他们行走直路，使他们往可居住的城邑。
We will notice the contrast. They wandered in a solitary way, a way, a place out of the way, but he leads them in the right way.
然后我们看见呢，他们走了一个不可能寻求的这个路哈，在第四节，但是神领他们走了直路。
I will also notice in verse 7 that he led them so that they could go to a city of habitation.
那第七节的后半段呢，这个直路会把他们带到可居住的城邑。
Now think about this word for a minute. I don't know what translation in English you got, habitation.
Habitation, could settle.
Could settle. Yeah. Okay. Sometimes we talk about places that are inhabited or places that are, what's the other, uninhabited. A place where someone can live or exist, or a place where you cannot live or exist.
那我们有的时候讲到地方我们能住或者不能住的哈，这种情形。
If you were going to settle somewhere on earth, there are certain things that you need in order for you to be able to live there.
所以当你住在一个地方地上的会有一些的点你需要满足，保证你能够在那边可以安住。
In other words, you can't go live in the middle of the desert.
换句话说，你不能住在沙漠的当中。
We call that an uninhabited place.
我们把这个管这个叫不可居住的地方。
You can't go live on the North Pole.
你也不能住在北极。
Because the resources that you need to live are not there.
因为你需要的资源，保证你能住的呢，在那些地方没有。
What I like about what God did for these people is He gave them what they needed.
我特别喜欢看见的就是神帮助这些人的方式是给他们响应他们所需的。
Okay. They were hungry and they were thirsty, and they couldn't find anybody to help. But when they called on the Lord, He met that need in their life.
所以他们又饥又渴，找不到帮助的时候，他们呼求神，神就响应了他们的需求。
In verse 7, it says He led them by the right way.
所以第七节说呢，他们行走直路，对的路。
Here's homework for my two partners here. Find me the verse that says, there is a way that seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death.
Okay.
Yeah, very good. Proverbs 12 and something else, I forget, 14 maybe. But anyhow, let's think about this. There is a right way and there is a wrong way in life.
所以呢，不管怎么样呢，我们会有两条不同的路啊，对的路和错的路。
These people were going the wrong way. They were looking for the right thing, but they were going the wrong way.
那这些第一种的人，他们是非常典型，他们在寻求对的东西，但是他们走了一个错的路。
They were hoping to find safety and security.
那他们很希望寻到安全保障。
They thought they would find that in a city, remember?
因为他们知道呢，他们可以在城里找到。
But when they didn't find that and they called on the Lord, He led them in the right way.
所以当他们找不到，他们就呼求神，神就带他们找到正路。
Okay, now Eric's going to give us a cross reference here.
16:25,
Proverbs 16:25.
我们可以读一段交叉引用的经文，箴言的十六，箴言的十六篇。
Thank you.
25节。1054，对，如果是蓝本的圣经是1054。诗篇后面就是箴言。箴言书的16:25。
Okay, someone like, did someone read that already?
No, I will read. 我帮大家读啊，有一条路，人以为正，至终成为死亡之路。
The writer to the Proverbs says there are some ways that lead to the wrong place. There are some ways that lead to the right place. But that sometimes it seems to be the right road, but it is not the right road to go on.
所以箴言这里呢讲到，其实有的时候我们会走对的路，走不对的路。但是有的时候我们走那条路，以为对的呢，其实它是去到错的地方。
Do you remember that the Lord Jesus talked about two roads in life?
你都记得耶稣讲过，生命中有两种的路。
There was the broad road.
宽的路呢
？Wide. Lots of people go down that.
很多人在那条路上，宽的。
Okay. And then there was a narrow road.
还有一条路呢，是窄路。
And a narrow door or narrow gate.
有个窄门。
And not too many people found that road.
不是很多人去到那条路上。
In the proverb, it says that this road seemed to be the right road.
那这节的经文讲到呢，这条宽的路看起来好像是对的路。
But the road led to the wrong place.
但是它带你到错误的地方。
Sometimes when we try to judge which direction in life to go, our thinking is sometimes clouded by the environment, the geography.
有的时候呢，我们去判断哪一条路是对的时候，我们常常的思想是被这个环境所左右的。我们想从环境里得出正确的结论。
So if you were walking down a trail, let's say this is the trail of life, and the road went in two directions.
如果你在一条小路上呢，你会看见两个，假设有两个分叉，两个方向，然后这里说呢，这是对的方向，有个上面讲。
And the one trail went off very nice, paved, flowers, beautiful trees. You can see mountains, And it looked like a very, very nice trip. Very nice trip.
这条 说是对的方向，这个上面呢有鲜花，有很漂亮的树，你看远方有山，然后很这个路也铺得很好。
And the other trail was just a little pathway, and it looked rocky and a bit dangerous.
然后呢，另外一条路上呢，这看起来还有很多石头，你想想大概有一些风险，然后也就是一个小小的窄路。
So in the proverb it says there is a way that seemed to be the right way.
所以呢，这条箴言上说呢，有一条路看起来像是正路。
But it wasn't the right way. It was the way of death.
但它不是正路，它是通向死亡的路。
Okay. Now in our story about the people wandering in the wilderness.They're already on the wrong path. They're already there.
所以我们诗篇107的那些第一种人呢，他们其实已经在那个错的路上了。
And they thought it was going to lead them to safety and security.
他们认为呢，这条路能把他们带向平安，带向保障。
But the further they went down that road, the worse the situation got.
他们越往前走呢，他们的境况越糟糕。
And so they cried to the Lord in their troubles.
所以他们在他们的麻烦里呢，向神呼求。
And now they get led forth the right way.
所以呢，他们立刻就转向了正确的路。
So they get off of the wrong way and they come on to the right way.
然后他们往前走，往错误路上走了一段以后呢，他们就走到正路上去了。
And the right way.Leads them to a place where they have everything that they need to live and to be secure and to be satisfied.
所以他们在正路上呢，有神会供应他们一切所需的，以及他们所就他们所需的。对。
Now, in your mind, I want you to think about the broad way that leads down to hell.
那我要对跟大家想一想这个。宽路啊，引向地狱的宽路是怎么样的？
And I want you to think about one person who starts thinking, I'm on the wrong road. One person out of all these people starts thinking, I'm on the wrong road. I'm going down to hell.
我们来想一个人啊，那他说呢，我在错误的路上，这条路我要引向灭亡的。
And so that person cries out to the Lord in his troubles.
然后呢，这个人呢，在他的麻烦里呢，他就跟神呼求。
And the Lord answers that prayer by saying, "You must get off of this broad road, and you must get on this narrow road."
然后呢，神就响应了他的呼求，说你要离开这个宽路，你要去那个窄路。
At the end of the broad road, there is death and hell. At the end of the narrow road.There is life and joy.
所以在宽路的结尾是死亡和地狱，在窄路的结尾呢，是永生和天堂。
There's everything that you need in life at the end of this narrow path, but you must follow me, the Lord said.
在这条窄路的结尾呢，有你一切的人生的所需要的东西，但是你必须得跟随耶稣。
The interesting thing about this first group is that they were looking, they were seeking.
第一群的人非常有意思，是他们是在寻求的。
And the Bible says, if you seek, you will find.
然后圣经说呢，你寻求就寻见了。
And so they cried to the Lord, and the Lord directed their path.
所以他们向神呼求，神就把他们引到了那个正路上。
He led them to a place of safety.
他把他们带到一个安全的地方。
We too, as believers, we look for a city ourselves, don't we?
所以作为一个信徒呢，我们自己也在寻求我们的城，对不对？
We look for a city that is not made by human hands.
我们在找一个城，不是由人手所造的。
We look for a city that only God can make.
我们得找一个城呢，只有神能够做的城。
And when we trust the Lord, He takes us to that heavenly city to be with him. That's the end of the Christian's life.
那我们信靠神了以后，他就把我们带到那个天堂的那个城里啊，那是那个基督徒最终的去处。
And Jesus said, in that city, in that place, there are many mansions, dwelling places.
在那那个城里，在那个去处呢，耶稣说有很多的住处。
And he said that when I come back, I'm going to take you with me and we're going home to that city.
然后耶稣说了，我要再回来的时候，我就来接你们了，要把你们接到那座城里去。
So, simply my point here is that these people were looking for a city, so when they cried to the Lord, he led them to the right city.
所以这些人呢，他们在寻求好那个对的城，所以当他们呼求神的时候，神就把他们引到那个对的城去了。
Okay, any comments or questions about the first answer?
那第一个回答，大家有什么问题吗？
Yeah. Okay, let's go to the second answer.
来看第二个回答。
A little different group now. Remember,
不同的一群人。
This.Hopeless circumstance of the people who rebelled against God and despised His word.
那这些呢？他们藐视了神的旨意啊，他们违背了神的话语。
But they cried to the Lord in their troubles.
然后他们在他们的麻烦里也呼求神。
And He saved them out of their distress. That's verse 13.
然后他们从祸患中啊，神从他们的祸患中拯救他们。
So notice how he did that in verse 14.
那注意他们是怎么做的啊，从14节里看出来。
He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death and he broke their bands in sunder.
他从黑暗中和死荫里领他们出来，折断他们的绑锁。
This is a picture of people who rejected the Lord and have no hope. They are depressed. They are sick. They are lonely. And there was nobody to help.
这是一群他们没有盼望，非常沮丧，没有人能够帮助他们的。他们因为悖逆神的话，他们在那个黑暗里的这么一群人。
When they cried to the Lord, what did He do for them?
当他们向神呼求的时候，神为他们做了什么？
What did he do?
他做了什么？
Brought them out of darkness.
That's right. Do you know that the unbeliever, spiritually speaking, lives in darkness?
你知道不信的人哈，从属灵上来说呢，他就是活在黑暗里的。
It is a dark prison that the unbeliever lives in.
所以呢，不信的人就像活在一个黑暗的监牢里啊。
It is a prison of sin and death.
这是一个罪和死亡的监牢。
And there is no escape apart from the Lord.
在这个监牢里没有任何的逃可逃的地方，除非借着耶稣基督能够出来出监牢。
Okay, hold your hand here and let's go to the book of Colossians chapter 1.
那把这个放在先停一下，我们来看一下哥罗西书的一章，新约的哥罗西书。蓝本的圣经就是新约的352页。帖撒罗尼迦前面和腓立比后面。
Let's read verse 12, 13, and 14, Colossians chapter 1.
我们读12节、13节和14节，哥罗西书一章的12节。Maybe I read for them.
Yeah.
又感谢父，叫我们能与众圣徒在光明中同得基业。他救了我们脱离黑暗的权势，把我们迁到他爱子的国里，我们在爱子里得蒙救赎，罪过得以赦免。
Okay, now in verse 12 we learn, in these three verses, we learn three things that God does for us that we cannot do for ourselves.
那这三节里呢，我们学到了三件事哈，就是我们自己做不了，但是神替我们做的。
In verse 12, I cannot make myself fit for heaven.
第一就是十二节呢，我们不能靠着自己配得这个天堂。
And in verse 13, I cannot deliver myself from the prison of darkness.
那第十三节呢，是我们不能靠着自己从黑暗的权势里逃脱出来。
And in verse 14, I cannot redeem myself.
十四节呢，我不能把自己救出来，救赎是不可以的。
Or I cannot forgive my own sin.
或者说呢，我不能赦免我自己的罪。
Okay, so let's go back to verse 12 for a moment.
我们回到十二节。
It says God makes us fit, or God qualifies us to be with the saints in light.
是这里说呢，神让我们配得，神让我们能够，在光明中同得基业。
James the apostle would say, "God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all."
使徒雅各说呢，神就是光啊，在他里面全无黑暗。
And do you know there won't be any need for the sun in heaven because God's going to be the light in heaven.
你知道在天堂里其实不需要有太阳这么一说，因为神自己就是光啊，他就能够发光。
And when it says in verse 12 that we might be shared together with the saints in light, that means that one day we'll all be in the presence of God together.
所以十二节讲到，其实我们有一天会跟神同在，会在神的面前，也就在光里啊。
In a place where there is no darkness.
在那里是没有黑暗的。
But there once was darkness. And that darkness was the power of darkness.
但是呢，曾经是有黑暗的，就这就是什么？黑暗的权势。
So in verse 12, God makes me fit for light.But he also delivered me from darkness.
所以十二节呢，他说呢，我们能与众圣徒在光明中同得基业，也能够脱离黑暗的权势啊。这十三节。
In verse 13 it says, God has delivered, he has rescued us from the power of darkness.
把我们从那个黑暗的这个权势里救出来。
Who is the prince of darkness?
谁是黑暗的王子？黑暗之子。
Satan.
撒旦。
Okay. And who is the prince of light?
谁是光明之子呢？
Jesus.
Very good. That's right. Jesus said, "I am the light of the world."
耶稣说呢，我就是世界的光。
And when Jesus came into the world, the prophet said, light shines in darkness. The world was dark, and Jesus is the light.
当耶稣来到这个世界的时候呢，说光照进了黑暗，但是世界是黑暗，黑暗不救光。
So my question is, in verse 13, how were we delivered out of the power of darkness. How did that happen?
那我们怎么样做到的？从这个黑暗的权势里脱离出来。
Believe Jesus.
Okay. Believe in the Lord Jesus, right?
相信耶稣。
By the redemption. Okay, that's in verse 14. Okay. Think in your mind, maybe you can see a prison.In a dark place. This is a dark prison, and that prison is the prison run by Satan himself, and all the people in that prison are the unbelievers, and it's all in darkness.
假设有一个监牢，这个监牢的管监牢的就是撒旦，是黑暗之子。那所有不信的人呢，其实都是被关在这个监牢，黑暗的监牢里。
Want you to think in your mind that one day, God and His Son, the Lord Jesus, on white horses,
they ride up to the gate of that prison of darkness. God and His Son.
假设神和他的圣子啊，那有一天呢，他们骑着白马，他们就来到这个监牢的门前了。
Okay. And so God says to the warden of that prison, I would like to exchange my son for all who are in the prison of darkness.
那神说呢，我现在呢要拿我的儿子圣子啊，耶稣来换这个牢里的这个囚徒。
So he says, my son will go into the prison of darkness and death, and he will take the place of all who are in that prison. My son for them.
我的儿子好现在进来，他要代替所有在这监牢里的人呢，来接受这个罪的审判。那我的圣子来代替他们。
So this is what happened when Jesus died on the cross.
这就是耶稣在死在十字架上时候发生的事情。
Jesus took the sinner's place. They were all sinners are condemned to death and to darkness forever.
耶稣站在了一切被审判定罪的所有我们这些人的位置上，他来替我们接受这个惩罚。
So when it says that we were rescued from the power of death, God did that by giving His Son to take our place.
所以当我们讲到我们因为他而得救赎，神把他的圣子来替我们死的时候，这个意思就是这个。
An interesting thing is Jesus did die for the sins of the world.
非常有意思的是呢，耶稣的确是为这个全世界的罪而死。
And every person that was or will ever be born, every person has an opportunity to escape from that prison of sin and darkness. Every person.
地上的人他们都有一个机会，每一个人都有一个机会从那个罪的权势里逃出来。
But only those who accept the gift of Jesus Christ will actually be delivered or rescued.
但只有那些接受耶稣基督成为他救主的人才能真实的实现这样的一个脱离和逃离。
Everybody could be rescued, but only those who believe will be rescued.
所以每一个人都有机会都能被救，但只有那些接受的人真实最终被救了。
So when Paul writes to these believers in Colossae, he says, you were in darkness, but you have been rescued from the power of darkness.
所以保罗在写这封信给哥罗西人的时候，哥罗西的圣徒们的时候，就说你们曾经是在黑暗里的，现在因着你们接受呢，你们已经脱离了这个黑暗。
If you are rescued from something, you are rescued to something.
你从什么东西里救出来呢？你一定会进到一个什么境况里去。
He didn't just rescue them out of prison, but he brought them into the kingdom of His Son.
所以他不但神不但把我们从监狱里救出来呢，更把我们带到神的爱子的国度里。
Now look at verse 14.
这就是十四节。
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
我有点不明白的是，就是其实前面这个。一直在说这个赎救哈，是精神，其实是这个再生，是灵魂的再生，
对
吧？但是呢，我的理解啊，我的理解是人呢是有肉体的层面和精神的层面。
嗯，
那么也就是说，基督耶稣管的是灵魂层面的东西，肉体层面的东西不是他管的。
嗯。我会帮你问。
对，你接着啊。那么也就是，这也就是说，肉体层面的东西都是撒旦管的，对吧？我的理解啊。那么也就是说，我们现在，比如说我现在说什么的这些东西，这个肉体和灵魂在人活着的时候是合二为一的。
对。
人死了以后呢？
是分开
的。分开。
对。
那我就糊涂了。我这时候，我这个在肉活着的时候，我今天在这儿，我这个肉体的层面。精神和肉体是合起来的，那一半是撒旦管的，一半是耶稣管的。那
对，这就是征战。
It's okay, I got it.
You got it? Are you sure?
No. That was just a joke. Oh, if I would have got that one, you guys would have wondered.
She,
you know.
She said, it's a question about the spirit and the flesh. So she said, currently, if we're talking about the salvation, it's the salvation of the spirit. We finally will go to heaven and the kingdom of God. That's all referring to our spirit. But currently, we're still in flesh.
Right.
But according to your preaching, the flesh is still under the prince of darkness, under Satan. Right? So, which kind of conflicting for her that if I was saved now, and my spirit now belong to God, my flesh belong to another master.
No. The whole body. 1 Corinthians chapter 6.
哥林多前书
First Corinthians chapter 6.
六章、啊、哥林多前书六章296页
Verse 19 and 20.
297页19节和20节。
The question is asked, what do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit which is in you, which you have of God, and you're not your own? For you are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's.
哥林多前书的六章十九节和二十节，岂不知你们的身子就是圣灵的殿吗？这圣灵是从神来住在你们里头的，并且你们不是自己的人，因为你们是最重价买来的，所以要在你们身子上荣耀神。
We didn't get to verse 14 in our little 12, 13 and 14, but verse 14 in Colossians talks about redemption. Being bought with a price. If you redeem something, you buy something.
所以我们刚才没来得及讲那个哥罗西书的十四节，其实十四节就在讲救赎，救赎就是买回来，你要用什么代价去买。
So when Jesus died on the cross, or when, if I could put it this way, the one who didn't know any sin was made sin for us, okay?Then the great exchange takes place. Jesus takes my place. The one who didn't know any sin took my place, and then I took his place. I made the righteousness of God.
所以当耶稣死在十字架上的时候呢，他就付了这个赎价，因为他是没有罪的，在他里面全然无罪。那他呢，站在我们的位置上，然后呢，做了一个交换以后，我们就站在他的位置上。他站在我们的位置上是罪。他接受审判，我们站在他的位置上呢，是义，是圣洁，我们就免受审判。
So this is complete redemption, body, soul, and spirit, all now are God's property. We have accepted God's plan of salvation, therefore He redeems us to Himself.
所以这是一个全然完备的救赎，身体、灵魂。全部救赎的，我们现在已经是全，不管是身体灵魂都属神的状态。
There is false teaching that says God only redeemed your spirit, so it doesn't matter what you do in your body. That's false teaching.
所以有一个错误的教导呢，说神只是救了你现在的灵，所以呢，你身体做什么现在没关系。
I think that's the reason in Romans chapter 12, Paul says, present your bodies a living sacrifice to God.
这就为什么罗马书的十二章保罗会教导罗马人呢，说你们要把身体献上作为活祭。
So when we are redeemed, God buys the whole person. It all belongs to him.
对，当我们得救赎的时候呢，神是买了全人的。
And then while we're on earth, we have great conflict because we still got the old nature is still here. But then I have the new nature, the divine nature, the Spirit of Christ is in here, and there's conflict every day.
但是的确是有征战，这个征战是呢，我们的老我还在，然后呢，我们重生了以后呢，有一个新的我在里面，所以这两个声音呢会打架的，在我们里面。
Oh boy. In Romans 6, Paul says that we must reckon ourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive to God. So we have the position of a new creature in Christ, but then we have to allow God to live in our bodies and our minds and our hearts so that we can please Him in all that we do. Then at the end, we do go to heaven at the end, but new life is right on earth right now, not at the end.
对，我们最终是要到神那里去，但是呢，新的生活啊，是从得救的那一刻就开始了。虽然我们还是会有很多的征战，但是就在那一刻，救赎是全然的，是身体和灵魂都已经得赎。
There's actually a misunderstanding sometime when we preach the gospel.
有的时候呢，会有一些误解，讲道的时候。
We tell people now, if you trust Christ when you die, you go to heaven, which is true, but it's not the whole story.
我们有的时候会说呢，你信靠耶稣呢，你就去天堂了。这是没有错了，但是这不完全。
So, when I trust Christ, I'm a new creation. I'm a believer right then. And it may be many years before I die or many years before Jesus comes. So what do I do now in the meantime?
所以呢，我们从信的那一刻到我们死呢，还有一段时间的。或者说呢，我们死之前耶稣就来了，反正或者死或者耶稣来，就这段时间呢，那你不能说我们就等着啥也不做。
So I don't just live my own life and then one day I went to heaven because I checked this off 20 years ago, you know.
所以我们不能每一天就等着，就像打勾一样，我做了这个做了这个啊，并不是。
So the Christian life starts the moment you're born again, and then you have the great privilege and the wonderful adventure of living the Christian life on earth.
所以这是一段非常重要的时间，因为呢，从我们的新生啊，是从得救的那一刻就开始，所以永恒不是从天堂开始的，是从得救的那一刻就开始了。所以我们会一直在这段，在去见主面之前的这段时间，你是有这样的特权，甚至有这样的荣幸，去把基督的荣耀和生命活出来的，在地上。
The Christian doesn't wait for the end and then go to heaven.
所以他不是一个
Christian starts right now.
所以他不是一个被动的等着，说等着我到时候就去天堂，我这段是熬着。他不是，他是在得救的那一刻，你就喜乐平安就来了，你在地上就能把神的荣耀活出来。
Does that help? Does it?
我要再想想。
Did I?
She actually need to think it over.
Yeah. No, I understand.
You think of it this way, right? If the devil owned our body, okay, and he was in control of our body, he owned our body, then God cannot dwell in our body. He cannot dwell in our heart. Okay? So this body belongs to Jesus. Jesus dwells in here. Okay? Mm-hmm. The devil has no authority on this body. He doesn't have any authority because God owns everything, your spirit, soul, and your body. Okay? Jesus didn't just buy my thumb, right? Or just my hand or something. He bought my complete being from head to toe. My body, my spirit, my soul. Even though our bodies do things that are wrong sometimes, we're tempted and we're tested and we're tried, and sometimes we fall off the wagon and we do something wrong. But still, God is forgiving and we go to Him and ask for forgiveness. And He restores us back into the fellowship of Himself. And our body is, once we put our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus, we live a life of faith. Okay, we walk in faith. not according to our body, the way it wanted to do things, and our mind was always thinking wrong. You must remember that we are not in a state of perfection yet. Our bodies are not perfect. Okay? They're dying, they're decaying. But God will redeem our bodies as well. In the resurrection, we'll get a new body. So we.
就是，而且我们的身体啊，在得救的时刻呢，神不是说救了我们的灵，或者救了身体的一部分，不是，整个的灵魂体，尤其是身体的全部，他都救了，这是一个全然的救赎，这个并不表明说我们之后就一定不再犯罪了，因为我们这个身体并不是在一个完美的状态，所以我们最完美的身体是要死了之后。 在天上呢，神会再给我们一个身体，这在哥林多前书15章会讲到，大家可以去看那个复活的身体。所以呢，我们在这地上呢，我们这个依然是在，这个肉体是在往坟墓里走的这个状态，但这个不表明呢，我的肉体是卖给撒旦的，因为那样的话，圣灵不可能住进来。我们的里面要有圣灵，圣灵不可能住在一个卖给撒旦的这个身体里面，所以这个救赎是全然的救赎。
Okay. Okay, let's go back to verse 14 in Colossians chapter 1.
我们回到那个,
okay.
回到哥罗西书的一章的十四节, huh?
I want us to think, you know how we went backwards on these verses here? We started hearing and sent and hearing and believe and went backwards. We can go backwards. We can go 14, 13, 12 and show you what the steps are.
所以我们刚才讲到了这里一点点反过去啊，从听，从那个被差遣到听到信到呼求到得救，我们这里也可以从14节倒回去到12节。
Okay. So in verse 14, it says that he redeems us through his blood. He buys us for himself. We can't buy ourselves, but he redeems us.
14节呢，他买了我们啊，我们自己不能买自己，他救赎我们，他买赎我们。
When he redeems us, verse 13, he rescues us from the prison of darkness.
所以当他买完了我们以后呢，他就把我们从黑暗的权势里呢就救出去了。
And after he rescues us, he puts us into the kingdom of his son and makes us fit for heaven, verse 12.
那13节呢，他救赎之后呢，就把我们迁到了他的爱子的国度里，这就又进到12节，让我们能够在那个国度里同得基业。
Okay, so look, I can't redeem myself, so he redeemed me by grace.
所以在他的恩典里呢，我自己不能救自己，他救了我。
I can't rescue myself out of the power of darkness, so he rescues me.
我靠着自己的也走不出黑暗，他带领我走出来。
I can't make myself fit for heaven and for light, so he makes me fit.
我不能靠着自己去配得神的光明中的基业，他让我有这个资格。
And God did it all, and God gets all the glory.
所以他做了这一切，他也配得一切的荣耀。
Okay. All right, we'll continue on next week, Lord willing.
我们要下一周来继续。Thank
you for your comments.
谢谢大家的。
You don't want to take a chance on that.
I only paid $250, so it's rental.
Oh, rental, yeah, okay. Roy is going to pray. Thank you.
Father, we thank you for this afternoon. We thank you for the opportunity we are gathered together in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Father, we pray that through your Holy Spirit, you would help us understand your word.
Mm-hmm.
We pray that each of us heard your word today.
Yeah.
May it grow in your grace.
Yeah.
And in the knowledge of Lord Jesus.
Yeah.
Father, we thank you for you give your word to us.
Mm-hmm.
Father, we thank you through your Holy Spirit. You will lead us, guide us to understand your word.
Mm-hmm.
That your will may accomplish, may commit ourselves and this afternoon in your hand.
Mm-hmm.
We pray in the name of Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Roy.